The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Morning, Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, 8:05 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. James Rosen will join us this hour. Tom DiNapoli, Mike Kelly coming up in the next hour. Elizabeth Bernstein from the Wall Street Journal to talk about depression. All these things happen. But let me get to the news just for yous, if we can. The president has landed. He's tweeting already, Big Al. You said the president is tweeting. Is he happy about things or is he going?
He's happy about the World Cup. I don't have the tweets right in front of me, but he's very
World
upset.
World Cup possibly coming to America?
Well, it is. It's coming. It's a joint effort between the United States and Mexico. Apparently, MetLife Stadium is going to host the World Cup final.
Can we get over the wall when that wall is built?
We had the Super Bowl at MetLife. We had the Super Bowl at MetLife. We had all sorts of problems with New Jersey Transit. So, let's hope that they have it fixed. And maybe Xanadu will be open by then. we got lots of other stuff going on.
Where would the World Cup be?
At MetLife Stadium.
That would be huge. That would be
for
so
who?
Huge. That would be great.
It's not good for New Jersey because they're not going to be able to collect tax off it. They're going to get ancillary revenue out of it. With other things.
It'll be huge. It's especially right. With all the around. Aren't the Red Bulls doing great in that's Harrison, technically.
Yes,
isn't
that's
it?
Harrison.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
They're doing great.
That's a beautiful stadium.
That would be
see
great.
See a game? It's a beautiful game. It is,
speaking of which, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock locally, before I want to stay on the New York.
I have to give you one Donald Trump uh-oh. Tweet this morning because there's a bunch
please.
Of gems this
please.
Morning. Just
I know
the one
you're going
one.
To. Please.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
This was at 5:40 this morning. What? Robert De Niro, a very low IQ individual,
I heard that, yeah.
has received too many shots to the head by real boxers in movies. I watched him last night and truly believe he may be punch drunk. I guess he doesn't realize the economy is the best it's ever been, with employment being at an all-time high and many companies pouring back into our country. Wake up, Punchy.
Punchy. But that was yesterday. So he was on the plane doing that.
It was this morning at 5:40.
So yeah. He was flying in from Singapore on Air Force One. So that would mean that he's out there. He's on the plane, and someone showed him the video of Bobby De Niro.
Because they tape all that stuff. Right? No, I thought you were going to refer to the other tweet where he goes,
go ahead, Al.
Congratulations to Corey Stewart for his great victory for a senator from Virginia. Now he runs against a total stiff Tim Kaine, who is weak on crime and borders and wants to raise your taxes through the roof. Don't underestimate Corey. A major chance of winning.
Hey, so, and what happened? Sanford lost in the primary yesterday. This is huge.
Right. Now,
Frankie, this is huge.
Now, and the president tweeted about that as well.
What a surprise.
Just so, Corey Stewart, who won in Virginia, who Al just mentioned, is more Trump than Trump, right? So this is going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Virginia is a genuinely purple state. And, Trump did not win Virginia, but he certainly came close. Corey Stewart's entire campaign, both this time around and when he ran for governor previously, was about basically attacking illegal immigrants and defending Confederate monuments. So you can bet this race is going to hinge on those two issues, the Confederate monuments that are in Virginia and illegal immigration.
And which race is this particular?
It's the Virginia U.S. Senate race. Tim Kaine, who we all remember was Hillary Clinton's running
Please.
Mate.
Scary.
Who
Scary
Trump
clown.
Took a shot at.
Creepy clown. Okay,
and
I say that
this
in a
Corey
nice way.
Stewart. The Republicans rejected, just barely, a more moderate establishment.
Tell me about what happened with Sanford, who was very anti-Trump.
So Mark Sanford, the leading anti-Trump.
That was the guy that had the affair with somebody in Brazil.
He was in Congress, became governor, left being governor for having the extramarital affair, came back, made quite a comeback, and now he's
back with his marriage.
Away.
By the way,
no. Politically, okay. Made a comeback.
And the Brazilian model that he ran off with is
I don't know what
that
became
never
of
worked
her.
Out.
Yeah, I don't know what became of her.
What?
But so he's. Very...
I need facts, Frank. I need facts. Tell me the real deal.
I notice you're not asking me about Mayor Giuliani's relationships.
No, please. I don't want to hear it.
At least Giuliani's here. We know where he was. Yeah. This guy disappeared.
No, yeah. I'm talking about one the papers
No, and
today.
It's bogus, please. And I could get into it, and I won't, because I don't talk about my friends like that. That's exactly right. Who cares, number one? Number two is I know exactly what went down. Everybody knows what went down. So don't go after Mayor Giuliani, because, please, I will protect the mayor. He is my friend, and I will protect him. But Sanford was in. He's in office. He leaves office for the chick in Brazil. Is that right?
He disappeared.
Yeah, and he took off. No one knew where he was.
And his aides go, he's hiking in the Appalachians. He was in another country. That's juicier. I want to know what's
exactly.
going on there.
And exactly right. That's exactly right. That's
just having dinner with.
I don't want to hear. I don't care. I don't care about all of this. I don't want to hear about who's with what,
right.
and what's
Nobody
with
does.
Who, and what happened in a divorce. I don't care. I want to see what results. You get results from Mayor Giuliani. You get results from Donald Trump. This guy took off, and now he lost big time. But I wonder, and let me know, you're a political instinct, Frank, is this a telling sign if you're anti-Trump? I'm wondering if the midterms will surprise everybody.
Well, it is. I think that clearly, for better or worse, the Republican Party is now, as this person who beat Sanford said in her remarks.
Katie Aaron,
that this is the party of Donald Trump, right? So
Al, you're becoming way too credible. Stop it. Stop knowing the facts.
Only because I read Donald Trump's
and you have a
tweet
T-shirt
here.
On. You have a T-shirt. I thought when you had a shirt and tie, when you had a high bar shirt on, I knew you had knowledge.
But
I'm sorry, I have
no knowledge. No, I just read Donald Trump's tweet.
Okay. But so the question is, in races like this upcoming Staten Island congressional race, or Staten Island and Brooklyn, New York 11, where you have one candidate who's endorsed by Donald Trump, right, Dan Donovan, and another candidate who's saying he's more like Trump than the person he's running against, what does the Trump-loving constituency do? And I think that they're going to go with the Trump-endorsed candidate. But who knows? We'll see what happens.
Staten Island. Yeah, but Staten Island is... I know Scott Lobato, the brilliant artist.
Yeah, he's doing a big thing, Flag Day tomorrow.
At the Hilton
for
tomorrow.
For Donald Trump.
Oh, I want to so be... It's just celebrating America. It's for America.
Right.
And that is the... at the Hilton, that is... Flag Day is tomorrow, correct?
Correct.
And, of course, I'll be with the FBI. I'll be with the state troopers. Thank you for... That's right. No. With the Flag Day, it'll be great.
Yeah, yeah.
And I might be with the Boys and Girls. See, this is what happened. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. They get... I get the emails, could you drop by the Boys and Girls Club? And I said, who's going to be there? And the Route 22 folks are going to be there. Right. I said, absolutely, I'll be there. But I thought it was in July. I got the July date. They meant June. So now I may have to make a stop today and or tomorrow on the way
tomorrow.
To gigs. But I'll do that. But I wish I had,
FBI made a mistake?
No, it wasn't the FBI. And it wasn't...
Well, somebody made a mistake on
But
the
it's
car.
Okay. But whatever.
So a lot of people have been asking how they can
Thank
go
you.
To these different
let's
Joe events, whether it's tonight or the FBI right. event,
Good
you
luck.
Won't have to worry about going to because it will be leaked all over the place, like everything else that the FBI is involved with.
Stop it.
Transcripts
despite,
will be leaked. The details of Joe's remarks will be leaked all over the place.
Despite what this man to my right is saying, I support the rank and file of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the men and women, and they join together. It's called my leads. It's like the executives have and had a charge of all the Northeast law enforcement, police chiefs and everybody in the FBI working hand in hand, doing a brilliant job. And I will show my support and we'll have some fun and we'll do a little speech and I'll hit it and quit it. And then I will go over on that same campus I'm going to be on and we will go over to the New Jersey State Troopers. And we will sing the raves and all the credibility and the love for the New Jersey State Troopers that we have. Do you hear what I'm saying, Frankie Five Boroughs? Pro-law enforcement, deal with it. Deal with it. Men and women put their lives on the line for us every day. I will be there front and center, just like that. Now, tonight... I have no idea what's going on. Huh? I have
yeah,
no
people
idea.
Have been calling all
no,
morning,
I have no idea.
Asking where...
No one will tell me. No one. All they said is
just show up.
This
just
thing.
Show up.
This thing. I'm gonna listen. I get the call. You know the drill. They say Joe, hey, will you play Arthur Avenue? I said, Arthur Avenue, legendary Arthur Avenue. Of course I'll go to the Bronx. This is great. Yep. I hand it off to Luigi, my guy Luigi, a retired lieutenant for the NYPD, Medal of Honor, Medal of Valor recipient, great guy, but he knows music, the crooner cop. I say, Luigi, will you handle this, please? Because I don't know what's going on and I'm busy. Would you do me the favor? Luigi goes, I got this. There's no. Oh, they don't have the money. You guys were there after a show. I told you this before. After the show, the priest, Father Jonathan, right, Frankie?
Yep.
Father Jonathan called. He goes, Joe, we don't have any money. Oh. And I say, okay. No. I didn't say no. I said, praise Jesus, I am there. Right. And then I try to find out. What is there a band? There's no band. So Jeremiah Crowley, by the way, Jerry's son is playing.
He's terrific.
He is terrific. So we're bringing a
he's
very.
He's getting paid.
Well, of course, the musicians always get paid.
Only Joe works.
Yeah, but Joe. I mean,
It's so true.
Can he just drop by? No, he cannot.
So tonight, to tell you, I don't know where it is. They don't send a car. I don't know
where it is.
I have no idea where I'm going. No one will tell me.
So you're showing up on Arthur Avenue.
I'm going to.
So
I would suggest to you, and by the way, this is just going to be me dropping by. This is not Joe's show like I do at Lorenzo's. This is not Joe's show like I'm going to do in Vegas or like I'm going to do it upstairs at Fatello's in North Hollywood or in Reno at the casino. This is Joe dropping by having fun with a great trio, and we're going to have a blast. And it's all for Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church in the Bronx on Arthur Avenue. So I'm going to put into my GPS Our Lady of Mount Carmel. No one will get back to me and tell me where I'm going. We cannot get information. I want to tell you.
What?
I have no idea.
What an event.
I don't. So when people want to go, I don't know what to tell you. No one sent me a bullet point. It's this. It's very, very. Frankie, only me. Can you research it for me? Can you call the church?
I have a headache just trying to figure out.
All right, so you know what? This is a good homework assignment for one of our listeners. If someone wants to find out where Joe is going to be tonight, what time he has to be
there. No one's telling me.
And if it's
like
open to the public, call us up.
Also, if they'd like to drive him, he'd be more than happy to get there.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
You know? Can I tell you, how proud I am to be an Italian
American? Steve from Yonkers just wanted to know when we're going to be at Dino and Harry's. He wants some of Al's
bacon.
No. So I don't want to say this is an Italian event. A lot of the time. But when the Italian, I can't get,
show up.
I'm just saying.
Just show up. Yeah,
come on,
around.
Joey, give me a show.
The tux. Whatever. Carry a microphone with you. You just start talking. Do you see the guy that comes up Broadway every day?
Walk around in a tuxedo.
There's a guy that wheels. Not kidding.
Am I performing here?
You have Hello. To see, you have
I'll go up to the rector. Am I performing here, Father?
You have to see the guy that rolls up Broadway every day around 11 o'clock in the morning, Joe. He has a karaoke speaker that he wheels with him.
I think I know this guy.
And a microphone. And all he's doing is yelling out phrases from the
Bible.
Can
I book him in the Bronx tonight?
Bless you and praise you and all right. And he's walking in the middle of the street. That's what you should do tonight. Borrow his machine, walk up Arthur Avenue, and just sing.
Man, here's I heard you may be at Mount Carmel tonight. If you go to Our Lady of Mount Carmel, is it outside? Is it inside? I have no idea. And when
we
I
don't
tell
know. Why would we know? You worked the deal out.
I didn't work
for
the deal out.
You said yes. You're getting paid no money. You have no idea where you're going. No driver. No instruments. Tracks. This. That.
No. We got musicians.
A mess.
That I'm gonna
put a capital M. You look great though.
Just when I tell you, you know the movie Joey Benefit. You know the movie Joey Benefit. This is Joey Benefit.
Oh yeah.
This is Joey Benefit.
Yeah, why don't you now see?
This is it. And
the
people say, I know, we have the script written by Norman Steinberg.
What do you need a script for?
You just follow me around with an
iPhone. This is Curb Your Enthusiasm, just on the entertainment level. This is it? We have a sketch. Here's the event. Go. That's it.
It's an Italian Curb Your
Enthusiasm. Some guy walking up to you, he's got a Zeppelin in his mouth, powdered sugar everywhere. Oh, I'm a big fan.
But everybody's been saying to me, you can come have a cannoli, come have dinner, come hang out. I got to get to bed! And I go, when am I on? Oh, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock is when I go to sleep.
This is what time are you going on tonight?
I swear to God.
You starting at 8?
Starting.
Oh,
something
my
like
goodness.
That.
They
like
do
that.
Know you work in the morning,
no,
right?
No, they don't care.
No?
Nobody cares.
Well, you don't even know where you're going. I would just roll around the Bronx. You see a fair? Stop. Sing. I'm done. That's it.
I'm going to go to the 50th. To my friends at the 50th in the precinct. They'll know. The cops up there will know. They'll help me out. Hey, Joe. I'll be walking around. If you see a guy in a tuxedo wandering around aimlessly in the Bronx, that would be Piscopo. Get me to where I got to go tonight because I have no idea. You think I'm kidding.
No, I don't. No. I know you're very sincere.
and then I tell the FBI calls me. I go, Last year, they picked me up with two agents came out. They couldn't find my house, by the way.
Oh, that's probably why. They didn't offer the ride this time.
They also couldn't figure out how to investigate the Tsarnaev brothers the anthrax attacks.
Stop, please. These are rank and file guys who I love. And I say, are you going to pick me up? I say, I do it myself. Oh, special agent, are you going to pick me up? Oh, no. Mo said you don't need a ride.
Oh,
Mo said you don't need a ride. No. You'll get your
That's
way
down. Code for it. You can't find your house.
I don't even know where Mo is. I don't know what's going on.
She's at the event tonight. She knows where it is.
She's getting paid.
To
appear.
And a ride.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie, what are you doing later? Can you ride me? Can you drive me around?
Say no.
It's over by the Bronx Zoo. It's over, it's right near Fordham University.
Debbie knows more about the event and where it is than Joe does.
I'm going to be in front of the gorilla cage performing. I'm going to be lost. You know me? I'm going to get lost.
Wait a second, Debbie. It's near the Bronx Zoo, right?
Yeah, it is.
You better not do your trip in Jersey tonight. You're going towards Yankee Stadium. Forget it. Out of your mind.
Game's
tomorrow.
At 6:30?
No, not a chance.
It's in the
so
Bronx.
So don't do the Boys and Girls Club today.
No.
Do tomorrow. The Boys and Girls Club tomorrow. Go north and then down. Tomorrow. Okay. Roll the cameras, Deb. Roll the cameras.
You said it was Mount Carmel, right?
It's Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Yeah,
Our Lady of Mount. Yeah, 627 East 187th Street in the Bronx. Yeah,
Why I should marry this girl? Am I telling you?
You
just gave me more information than anybody with anything to do with the event.
Nobody told you.
No. People think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. This is my life. Joe, show up. Can you do this for nothing?
And then sing until midnight, and then get on the air. You'd have to go on the air at 3 a.m.
Lord.
Problem is, Debbie drives a Ford Festiva. It wouldn't fit all of your
equipment. I don't drive a Ford. No, I don't. I actually, you know what it is? It's just that I'm tired. 8 o'clock at night? You're going
to
be out
that
late?
They said that, too. They never even considered Joe has to get up in the morning. You know? Debbie, if you don't show up, then you're the bad guy. You don't show up, he's the bad guy. So, listen, I'm going to, I say this facetiously because it's not like a big, big show. I'm going to just drop in. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah, you're going
to
have
a great
time,
band.
Yeah.
And it's for a great cause, and that would be the Catholic Church in the Bronx. And I'm happy to do it for that, you know?
Yeah. You know what? Just have a nap today.
Look at us.
In your spare time, have a nap. Is that going to happen? I don't know. That's the only way I can go out at night. I need naps.
Maybe the rectory has a cot in the back.
Maybe you can go over to the convent.
Praise Jesus. I don't know where I'm going in the Bronx, but I'm going to the Bronx. 822. Debbie's on the roads for you. Good morning, Debbie. Love you, babe.
Love you too, Joe. Let's see what's happening over on the New England Thruway southbound exit 21 into Portchester. That's an accident. Traffic is building 17 westbound as you get out past the area of the Thruway. Some ongoing construction. Inbound side of the GWB, still an hour. Lincoln 45 to 50. Holland still 20 to 25. 1 and 9 heading northbound as you get up toward the area of 46. Getting up through Palisades Park, that's Broad Ave into 46. An accident over there. And the southbound New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes, that accident still out there getting down past exit 12 into Woodbridge. Accident involving that overturned tractor trailer. And it looks like you still have debris out there. So a big mess heading down through that stretch. We're going to see some showers today with a high in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Whoa, Father's Day, Saturday. You still have time to get Harry's. Harry's.com. You have got to try Harry's.com. You're going to love Harry's. Harry's founders, Jeff and Andy, were tired of paying for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. They knew a great shave doesn't come from gimmicks like the vibrating heads, flex balls, handles that look like spaceships, right? All that does is raise the prices. And they fixed that by offering a simpler option, an exceptional quality shave at a fair price. They bought their own factory, and they grind steel into sharp, durable blades that are made to last. And what really matters in a shave is that great, great blade. And I'm telling you, I have been using Harry's now since I've been telling you about it, almost a couple years already. And we're proud to tell you about Harry's.com. This is the shave of a lifetime. When I could shave in the afternoon, and I have to go on TV in the morning, or we're going to stream something from the radio station, or I got to do a hit on TV, and I don't have to shave because I did the night before because the razors at Harry's are so great, I'm proud to be able to tell you about Harry's.com. Harry's replacement cartridges, by the way, are just $2 each, less than half the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. They got rid of the upcharges and offer that fast free shipping. By the way, before I tell you how you get the special deal, I'm listening to Piscopo in the morning, and this 100% quality guarantee. Harry stands behind the quality of the products. If you don't love the shave, let them know. They'll give you a full refund. Do you see all the other razor companies advertising? Everybody. Now, since Harry's come onto the scene, everybody's advertising. Well, let me tell you something. You go to the source. Go to Harry's because they're the best. Now, no subscription is required when you buy Harry's. They're available in Walmart and Target since I've been talking to you. They are not a shave club that forces you to subscribe. Autofills are an option, but you can also buy one-off a la carte online or in stores. Now, for a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of Piscopo in the Morning. New customers get $5 off a shave. That you get $5 off a complete shave set from Harry's with the code Piscopo at harrys.com. That means you could get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all just for $3. Tree, that's right. Add free shipping when you use the code Piscopo at harrys.com. Please go to harrys.com, code Piscopo.
Larry Elder just wants America to know the facts.
Contrary to the Black Lives Matter narrative, the police have much more to fear from black males than black males have to fear from the police. In 2015, a police officer was 18.5 times more likely to be killed by a black male than an unarmed black male was to be killed by a police officer.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
The FBI has issued an urgent request to reboot your home or office internet router now to help disrupt a massive foreign-based malware attack. Hundreds of thousands of routers have already been compromised. The malware, called VPN Filter, could collect the information passing through your router. A compromised router can put your privacy and the security of your devices at stake. There's so many threats in today's digital world. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now includes the power of Norton Security for added protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help protect against identity theft. I'm so glad I've got LifeLock and Norton in my corner. No one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft, but new LifeLock with Norton Security can uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Join now, and for the first year, get an additional 10% off the low starting price of $7.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. All you have to do is go to LifeLock.com, enter the promo code Gallagher, get 10% off that low starting price of just $7.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. That's LifeLock.com, promo code Gallagher.
If you want, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, let me put it this way. You can experience a smart way to buy a car at my friends at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time. You don't have to deal with dummies. Alex Kinsella was at the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey event yesterday. What a great guy Alex is. He's the general manager who can give you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And Alex wants you to experience the new smart way to service. I talked to everybody over there. Angelica was over there, and Chris and Johnny and everybody from Route 22 Toyota, helping out, by the way, all day long, by the way, the kids of New Jersey through the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. It was the Youth of the Year event, and Route 22 Toyota has stepped up. The Bram Auto Group has stepped up in a big way in that regard. Now, not only do they show the respect to the children of New Jersey and helping out and bringing Toyota in to help the kids, they're helping you with this free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. I'll give you a look at me. I'll give you to 835. I'm like a generous guy. It's 827 right now. But if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. Check out that brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street right there in Hillside, New Jersey. And if you call now, 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from our friends, the family, at Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone.
828 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. James Rosen is a great journalist, a historian, New York Times bestselling author. And James is one of our favorite people here on the show. And James, we welcome you back. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I feel blessed to be back with you, my friend. How are
you? Little Doors. Frankie Five Barrels goes, could you put the Doors on for James? You're like such a rock and roll aficionado, James Rosen.
You know, when I toured with the Doors in 67, Joe, I have no logical way to end that sentence. No, but I do love the Doors. I collect studio sessions for the Doors. I love their.
No, really, really.
I do. Oh yeah.
But were they a great? Were they a great? Did I miss something? Because I was never a huge fan. Oh, loved listening to the Doors. But
the Doors are a three-piece band because Jim Morrison didn't play an instrument, and the sound that they got out of three instruments is just tremendous and spooky.
Yeah.
They rank right up there, in my view, alongside one of the other great three-piece bands of that era, Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, well, and how about Jimi Hendrix, who my son is totally enthralled with, between Mitch Mitchell, Noel Redding, and Jimi himself. I mean, the sound that they produced back in the day. Were you a Hendrix fan, Jim?
Oh, I love Hendrix. I collect his studio sessions, too. And I am proud to say that I think it was at the Caves on Staten Island that I actually shook the hand of Noel Redding.
No, you did not.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Wait. Was he doing a show by himself or something?
Yeah, he was performing.
Oh, this is great. Now Hendrix was pretty tall. Noel Redding was tall as well because he looked like he was, or was it just all that hair?
This is now going to reduce my epic handshake with Noel Redding to a very banal moment, but he was seated, so I can't tell you how.
Oh, there you go. But we're going to get into all the issues of the day. Stay with me, guys. I have James, and I just love this side of James Rosen. So Hendrix. I mean, this guy was. We think he was an alien, James Rosen. I think he was an alien.
There's a great documentary about Hendrix. You can watch it on Netflix.
Yeah.
My wife and I watched it.
Okay.
It's called Hear My Train A-Comin'.
Yeah.
And it's authorized by the Hendrix family. It makes use of home movies from the Hendrix family and also movies that Hendrix himself took with his home movie camera.
Wow, man.
And it also makes use of his notes. And it is just a really intimate portrait of him. And what you come away knowing about Jimi Hendrix that I never really understood before, because he was obviously this extraordinarily flamboyant and sensual creature on stage, was that he was very shy off stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And if he didn't have a guitar in his hands, he could barely put together words.
Yeah, it's just a very good point, even from the stage as he tried to talk. But he was a patriot, too. He was in the 101st, I believe. You'll correct me if I'm wrong. But he also...
He was a paratrooper, yeah.
And he was patriotic and believed in God. Now, when you see some of those documentaries about Jimi Hendrix, talk about James Rosen with Piscopo in the morning. We'll get to politics, I promise. But when you see him go out, and they always edit the unrest, the social unrest of the 60s, along with Jimi Hendrix, and he was not that at all. He was very patriotic. And when he did the anthem, I think it was with patriotism in his heart, James Rosen.
At Woodstock. Do we have time for one last question?
Please. We have all the time in the world, James. Yes.
So, in Graham Nash's autobiography, my wife and I are actually blessed to be friendly with Graham Nash. Oh, he's one of my favorites.
Drop a name.
If you read, yeah, no, shameless. if you read his autobiography, Wild Tales, he talks about the Hollies' first trip to New York City in 1964.
Yeah.
It was one of these deals where Murray the K or someone would put it together, and there was like the Fox or Paramount Theater or something, and there would be like 10 acts throughout the day.
Yeah.
And the Hollies were one of them. And after they finished their set, Graham Nash, as a very young man, is walking around New York City just astonished by the skyscrapers and everything and having a great time. He goes back to his hotel. He gets in the elevator, and Little Richard, who was also performing on that bill, is in the elevator, and he's screaming at another black musician, and he's saying, in essence, to him, "Don't you ever upstage Little Richard like that again. When I'm singing, you just play the guitar and you shut your mouth. Don't you ever, ever upstage Little Richard like that."
You got to tell
me. And it was his backup guitarist, a young man, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, this is great. That is a great
extraordinary thing.
I am going, as you were speaking, I'm thinking, we are podcasting this, of course, and the first thing I'm going to say to my young son, my 15-year-old, who idolizes Hendrix, you got to listen to James Rosen's story. That is great. Jim, thank you. Hey, breaking down Singapore, man, how would you compare this, James Rosen? And you are you're a true historian in this sense. How would you compare this to Nixon's meeting with Mao? And can you make that comparison, sir?
Well, sure. There's a lot of structural similarities that would warrant the comparison. There are important differences. North Korea is not China. While this marked the first time that these two leaders have met, leaders from these two countries have met face-to-face like this, it didn't happen in North Korea, right? It took place in Singapore, whereas Nixon went to China.
Right, good point.
Same famously goes.
Yep.
And I think ultimately both both sets of negotiations are historic and important, but I do regard Nixon Mao as being of a different order of importance than Trump Kim. But that is not to take away from what happened here. The president tweeted out this morning, there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea.
Hmm.
Now, as a matter of simple fact, that's not yet true. It might come to be true because within 72 hours of their historic meeting, North Korea still does retain its nuclear devices.
Yeah.
So there is still a nuclear threat, even an accidental one, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
But the New York Times almost agreed with President Trump this morning, and in its 10 takeaways on the summit, it stated that the mere fact that the two countries are talking does make a nuclear event involving North Korea, as the New York Times put it, far less likely. And that's important.
And James Rosen with Piscopo in the morning. James, weren't you covering the North Korea story when the Obama administration started wiretapping your phone?
Point of fact, I was not subjected to a wiretap, but the Obama administration under the Attorney General at the time, Eric Holder, did illegally access my phone records and my Gmails and the phone records of my parents through an abuse of the search warrant process to examine how I had produced a number of exclusive stories involving North Korea. At the time, those stories involved North Korea's nuclear weapons program, still in the news, and succession plan for Kim Jong-un to take over the country after the death of his father. So, yes, I have a long history with the story.
Yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable. And you feel assaulted when you see that because it's a Department of Justice coming after you, and then they get away with it. They just get away with it. And you are much loved, James Rosen. And when you see that happen, you see the Obama administration doing that. And then to your parents, James, really?
It was not fun, for sure. And they also prosecuted someone whom the administration identified as my source and who eventually pleaded guilty to avoid the long and debilitating costs of trial and who ultimately spent time in prison. So it's a very serious matter all around. There is something of an analog today in the decision of the Justice Department under Attorney General Sessions to obtain the records of a New York Times reporter in connection with the prosecution of a Senate aide whom the government now accuses of having given unauthorized classified information to reporters, including this young woman who's the reporter of the New York Times and with whom this individual apparently was romantically involved. We should point out that this Senate aide, Mr. James Wolfe, denies the charges against him.
All right, James Rosen, I know we're going to break in a second. James, I got to tell you, 10 years ago, you wrote a book about John Mitchell and Watergate. It came out. You are so detailed when you write about these different characters, and it's still a great read, by the way, which people can order.
You're very kind. It's called The Strong Man, John Mitchell and the Secrets of Watergate.
Fascinating.
You can probably get it. I'm going to sound like Cosell now. You can probably get it for about $1 on Amazon.
Listen, James, and what you have to do, James, before we let you go, is document everything that's happening now, man, with this administration, because nobody does it better than you, James Rosen. So
Thank you, Joe. It's always an honor to be on with you.
Ah, you're the best, James. We love you, man, and we'll talk to you soon, and hopefully we'll see you out there at a rock concert somewhere. That would be such a gas. All right, James, thanks, man. James Rosen right there with Piscopo in the morning. Love that guy. 8:38 with Piscopo in the morning. Big Al Cattullo standing by. He's got the headline news on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
65 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Cattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The TSA is preparing for another record-breaking travel season this summer, with 243 million people expected to pass through airport security checkpoints through Labor Day. That's a 4% increase from last year, so TSA officials at Newark Liberty Airport plan to walk travelers through security protocols tomorrow and share travel tips, including how to pass through checkpoints without a hassle. Those tips include removing electronic devices from carry-on bags and carrying small toiletries in a clear Ziploc bag. A crash on the New Jersey Turnpike involving a debris spill causing major traffic tie-ups in Middlesex County. A car collided with a tractor-trailer carrying garbage at about 6 this morning near Woodbridge, causing the truck to flip and dump its load onto the highway. Southbound traffic backed up for miles between exits 10 and 12. Two people in the car were hurt in the crash, were rushed to a hospital. The truck driver was treated on the scene. We'll get more from Debbie Duhane after the update. In sports, CC Sabathia and three relievers combining on a five-hitter. Yankees shut out the Nationals 3-0. Bombers have won five of their last six. And the Mets lost to the Braves in Atlanta by the final of 8-2. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. You mentioned that problem on the New Jersey Turnpike. It's still out here over on the southbound New Jersey Turnpike. The truck lane's getting down past exit 12 into Woodbridge. Looks like you still have the right lane and shoulder blocked. Accident with injuries again involving that overturned tractor trailer and the garbage spill, debris all over. They're still cleaning up the mess. You're seeing a lot of alternate volume as well on the Garden State Parkway southbound. As you head down toward the New Jersey Turnpike, getting out through Middlesex County, a very tough ride there this morning. Let's go over to the FDR Drive North at the RFK Bridge. Watch out for a stalled car heading through that stretch, and traffic is still building for you on the Southern State Parkway westbound, right at the Seaford Oyster Bay, with an accident still being cleared. Southbound side of the New York State Thruway building, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB 40, Lincoln 40, Holland still waiting about 20 minutes getting into town. Checking in on the forecast, some scattered showers today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Thank you, Al. Joe on the radio, by the way, Father's Day, we have a fantastic deal for Father's Day, courtesy of Wall Street entrepreneur John Tobacco and his company, The Token Team. I got more compliments on my High Bar shirt yesterday. My High Bar shirt with my initials, custom made. You get that, a beautiful dress shirt from the High Bar Shirt Company for Father's Day. You can't go wrong. Look, my mother, that's a beautiful shirt, Joseph. Boom. That was the ultimate compliment right there. Now, you want 20% off of a custom-made shirt? 20% off a custom-made shirt from the High Bar Shirt Company? Here's the number, 855-854-4321. 855-854-4321. There is still time. Use the promo code Piscopo or go online to highbarshirt.com. Highbarshirt.com. Don't forget, for 20% off, use the promo code Piscopo.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
All right, Tom DiNapoli is with us. Tom, welcome, by the way.
Joe, it's great to be back, and better than calling in to be in the studio with you guys.
Well, listen, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
You're so busy. Our New York State Comptroller, Tom DiNapoli, doing a great job. We appreciate you coming in. Do you mind if we have the fun part of a Wednesday is the Italian trivia question.
Oh, okay.
Is Tom of eligible, guys, or is he not because he's not in the studio?
Well, no, he's public servant, studio, but... so he can't.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Because right. I know you'll probably know the answer. We have Italian trivia questions, okay. And you're a fine Italian-American, so we thought you would know this, but... This is the way you can win an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. And you've been to Michael's.
I've been to Michael's. I love the sauce.
It's
in the supermarkets now, too. You can
buy it. All over.
It's great.
In Brooklyn, from Brooklyn.
How great
is that, man?
My buddy Frank Setio, we have lunch there now. And that's this, great
we've seen him there, actually.
Yeah.
And so we love Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue and Nostrand, right there in Brooklyn. But here, you can win an entire case right now if you get this Italian trivia question from Mr. Cotullo. You ready for this? Ooh, I do not know the answer to this. One of the oldest film festivals in the world is the Venice Film Festival. What year did it begin? Good question, Albert. God. I have no idea. What year did the Venice Film Festival begin? Give us a call, 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. The first person to give us the correct answer to the question, what year did the Venice Film Festival begin? Try not to Google it. See if you can take a shot. You will win an entire case of that fabulous, always fresh, and spectacular Michael's Broccolina sauce. And if you don't get through on the lines today, we are giving away one more case in an online contest. Just go, if you would, to am970theanswer.com and enter to win now. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving up authentic Italian since 1964.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
I could talk about anything politically, Tom. Anything. Well, you name it. And the phones will come, they'll go, they'll come. The Michael's of Brooklyn, look at the
Everybody's
phone. The whole, boom, the phone board just blows up, you know?
All the Venetians out there, they know the answer to that question.
I know.
We Neapolitans have
where
no
get
idea.
Those, where does Al get the questions from? That's
the internet. You don't think this comes out of my head?
Yeah, I thought you knew. You sat with relatives.
Beer questions.
You had an old uncle that you sat with.
Huh? I remember when I was...
Tom DiNapoli, New York State Comptroller. Thanks for coming in and then talking to us live here.
Great joke. Great to be with you. Thank you for everything you do. We love listening to you. It's even better to see you in person.
Dang, we're trying and we're having fun, and it's a crazy, crazy time. We just try to make sense of it all. We're all in this together, man. We're all in this together. So as a dad, Mr. Comptroller, I worry about school safety. You know, we've had Andrew Pollack on the show. Lost his beautiful daughter, Meadow, in that Parkland shooting. Mm. And with all these school shootings, you've began an audit of New York schools to determine how safe they are. First of all, as a dad, thank you, my friend. Yeah. How are we doing?
Well, you know, it's heartbreaking what we've been witnessing, right? There always seem to be some one-off issues in terms of safety, but these too frequent mass shootings at schools, every time it happens, we think that's going to be the end of it, and then it happens again. So there's a lot going on out there that we need to look at. I think a lot from a mental health perspective, we need to do a much better job everywhere. But, you know, as all of us, I think, in life, certainly in public office, we try to figure out how we can help contribute in a positive way to dealing with this issue of safety in our schools. So I was talking with our auditors and talking with City Councilman Paul Vallone from out there in Queens.
He's great.
He's taking
Paul's
a leadership
great.
Role on this. He's got a bill in the City Council to create a school safety task force to look at this issue for New York City schools. But, you know, after talking with Paul, I went back to my auditors and said, you know, we have laws on the books that require safety procedures. Isn't it a good time for us to take a look and see how our schools are complying with that? So we have something in New York going back to the year 2000, the SAVE Act, Safe Schools Against Violence in Education Act. And it requires emergency preparedness, evacuation procedures. Do first responders have knowledge of the building plans if they have to? What are the communication protocols? And obviously now with this active shooter issue that we have happening too often, that needs to be incorporated in those plans. So, Joe, we're going to do something very simple. We're going to look at State Education Department, their oversight of our schools, New York City DOE. We're going to look at some schools outside of New York City as well and ask a simple question. Have you complied with those requirements under the SAVE Act? Do you have the emergency preparedness plans in place? And do you include this issue of dealing with the shootings as part of your emergency preparedness? So we just started this, Joe, so I don't have the answer yet to the question in terms of how we're doing. But I hope we're going to be doing great. But my guess is that we may find some gaps in some areas that where we could be doing better. When we've looked at other aspects of the SAVE Act, we found staff training needed to be a little more comprehensive and a little more oversight from State Education Department. Hmm. So we'll keep you posted on that. It's going to take a few months to do the audit, but it's certainly timely. Unfortunately, it's timely.
Tom DiNapoli, New York State Comptroller. I love that you're doing that. God bless. May I, with your permission, sir, put you in touch? Can we, Frankie Five Burrows, if I could lean on Frankie's role as producer to kind of put you and Andrew Pollack together?
Sure.
Because he's got a great...
I'd be happy to.
He's got a great safety. He's got all the answers, but like one entry. It seems so simple, but I can't imagine that all the amount of schools, the students, how many, it's such a big conglomerate.
It's massive, and we just have too many of these young people who are disconnected from reality and have anger or whatever the issue is, and then you have this copycat notion. So you had Parkland, you had Sandy Hook, right? That was terrible in Connecticut with the younger students. You had Parkland, and then you have Santa Fe. It just, you know, I hope that's the last of it, but based on experience, there are too many of these, unfortunately, they're guys mostly, right? They're falling through the cracks. They got severe problems.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they get access
to weapons that can, in a matter of seconds or minutes, kill so many people. It is so frightening. You can't imagine what goes through people's heads. It's why, Joe, I think mental health, early identification, issues of bullying, issue of folks who, years ago you might say, oh, that they're just kind of off there on the side. They're sitting alone at the lunch table, right?
Yeah.
You always had some of that. But you know what? Some of these folks have deep-seated problems. We've got to make sure the teachers and the school administrators are on top of it, communicating with parents. But, Joe, one thing I want to say, too, the young people are going to make a difference on this issue. The March for Our Lives, I went to some of those rallies. Our young people now are saying enough is enough, and I think that's going to cause a change, and I hope so.
Hey, Tom, before we let you go here, I want an elevator inspection. Yeah, you looking at elevator? You said some haven't been inspected since Teddy Roosevelt was governor. Well, people have such a phobia about that, man. We have a right to be a little scared in some cases.
So in New York City, you have the buildings department, and they oversee elevator inspections, but we have a million buildings and construction sites, so. Very often, once a year, you're supposed to have the inspection. There's often private contractors brought in. So we did an audit to see how New York City Buildings Department is making sure those contractors are doing their job. Well, what we found, there was some falsification of information. People signed off that there was an inspection. It never happened. Or doing inspections, and they missed some glaring deficiencies. So fortunately, the New York City Buildings Department, they were partnering with us on this. They're going to take our recommendations and tighten their procedures. We want people to feel safe when they get in their elevators.
Yeah, God bless you for that, too. You got to go. Tom DiNapoli is with us. You're running for re-election. You have been endorsed by 5 parties. I mean, this is great. Is this going to be competitive at all? Well, you're just walking in, bro.
No. It's not over till it's over. Right. And there are 2 other parties, 3 other parties that haven't endorsed me. But I'm very proud to have all of those endorsements, including the Reform Party.
There it is.
Which I'm very, very proud to be on that. But, it's going to be a spirited election, I'm sure. I just hope everybody votes. People need to drop into the system, not drop out of it.
Tom of Naples. Just remember that when you go into the voting booth. Tom DiNapoli, New York State Comptroller. I mean, it's the size of a country that you handle.
$168 billion budget.
I don't know how you do it, Tom, but you're doing a great job.
I have a good team. Thanks, Joe.
God bless you, man.
Thanks.
And thanks for all the great work you're doing in New York State. Tom DiNapoli right there with Piscopo in the morning, 8:51. Debbie's on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe. Let's take a ride over to 23. We're getting reports of a full closure here on 23, getting down through Hamburg. It looks like down wires and a down pole as well. That other problem on 80 is still out here. 80 East FedEx at 37 getting out toward Rockaway, a collision over there, and a tough ride on the New Jersey Turnpike southbound. The truck lanes heading down past exit 12, the right lane and shoulder still blocked. It's that accident with the debris spill. That one involved a tractor trailer and a car. The cleanup is still going on, so a big mess on the southbound New Jersey Turnpike into Woodbridge. We're seeing a lot of alternate volume on the Garden State Parkway south, heading down toward that merge with the Turnpike as well. Watch for delays on the FDR Drive north up by the RFK Bridge with a stalled car. And the westbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge, it's an accident still being clear from that stretch as well. Southern State Parkway west at the Seaford Oyster Bay, accident being cleaned up. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the smartwaytobuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price. Because the smartwaytobuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the smartwaytobuy.com.
It's buy one, get one at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy with thousands of products to discover and hundreds of ways to save. This week, feel your best for less with Nature's Bounty and CVS Health Vitamins BOGO free. And save big on beauty with Revlon, Maybelline, and L'Oreal BOGO 50% off. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
Visit CVS.
Every time I get an invitation from the AARP, I rip it up with relish. I throw it. I just tear it apart. I just like just it goes in the trash can with a big sense of purpose. Why? Because I joined AMAC. I don't want to join AARP. AARP was against the tax cuts. AARP sided with Pelosi and Schumer. AARP supports Obamacare. Well, Dan Weber founded AMAC. Less than $20 a year. This organization is now over 1 million members strong. I'm one of them. Go to AMAC.us or call toll-free 888-262-2006. When you choose AMAC, your dollars go to support your ideals, your values, like getting rid of Obamacare, protecting our borders, protecting our Constitution. Join AMAC today. Go to AMAC.us. AMAC.us. 50 or over, you're going to want to join AMAC. Go to AMAC.us or call toll-free 888-262-2006. 888-262-2006. Join AMAC today.
Hey! My dad is bringing home the best birthday cake ever.
It was my 5th birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad.
911, what's your emergency?
That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Joe Piscopo in the morning. Good morning, good morning. It is 5 before 9 o'clock, 8:55 on the radio. Joe Lundberg standing by with the weather. I love telling you about Blue Rock Energy. If I could tell you about Blue Rock Energy, you know, even if you own or rent a home or apartment, your business, right? You could be saving a lot of money on your energy bill with Blue Rock Energy. We do that at AM 970 The Answer. I do it at my house. The Brooklyn Nets do it. The Buffalo Bills do it. Take control of your money and make the free and easy switch to Blue Rock Energy. Summer is just here. It's coming around the corner, right? Well, with the warmer months come higher energy rates. I can't stand that. When it gets hot, if it gets cold, the energy conglomerates jack the prices of your energy up. That's wrong. You can lock in low rates with Blue Rock Energy to make sure you're saving once the rates spike. Seasons change, but your energy rates do not have to. Remember, when it comes to fixed energy rates, please think Blue Rock. 877-280-4909. 877, toll free, 280-4909. Or go to BlueRockEnergy.com. You can sign up in a few easy steps and clicks, and you'll be on your way to a better and more affordable energy solution. 877-280-4909. Or go to BlueRockEnergy.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Lundberg is our marathon man, meteorologist at 8:57, getting ready for this 24-hour marathon. That's Saturday, you said, Joey?
Saturday, 8 a.m. Saturday starts, and it goes to 8 a.m. Sunday in Middleville, Michigan, now southeast of Grand Rapids.
You challenge yourself. Do you get nervous? Do you get nervous when you do that?
I'm getting nervous looking at the forecast of a high of 90 with a dew point of 70.
Oh, my gosh. Out there?
Yes, it's going to be brutal.
Saturday. It's always cool out there. Oh, my Lord.
No. West Michigan's going to be hot.
Yeah, well,
and that's coming our way for Sunday and Monday, by the way.
What, the heat?
Yes.
Bring it on. You know me.
I think Monday we're probably 93 or 94 here in Midtown.
You know, hey Joe, what about tonight in the Bronx? What's the weather like tonight? Do we know? I have a show out there for Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Maybe a shower or thunderstorm between sundown and midnight, but I think after that it dries out pretty
quick.
But
before then, not so bad, right? Earlier?
Yeah, I mean, I think the showers we're seeing now, they're largely gone mid to late afternoon, and then something comes through early tonight.
Okay, good.
Then after that, we got 4 days of sunshine, I think, tomorrow through Sunday, and it gets hot for Monday.
Oh, we love it, Joe. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Joey. And then
I'm off tomorrow.
Oh, look at you prepping. You're carb loading tomorrow, of course. Silly me.
I get a massage tomorrow, and then I start my journey westward.
You got to post it online, Joe. We got to
find.
We will post it on AM 970 The Answer. Okay, Frankie,
we'll
if we can. Joe, Godspeed, my friend.
Godspeed.
We look forward to it. Joe Lundberg right there. A dedicated athlete. 8:58 with Joe on the radio. Mike Kelly from the Bergen Record will join us momentarily talking about the New Jersey United States Senate race. Elizabeth Bernstein, one of our favorite folks. She's a great, great writer and reporter for the Wall Street Journal, talking about depression. She had a great article about depression. It's Joe on the radio with Frankie Five Barrels, Debbie and Al, coming right back at you at Radio Piscopo from New York City.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.